The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's music with an N, like Nigel. Music. Tēnā tātou, I'm Davian Lawson, and this is indeed the sound of music. An eclectic mix of music inspired by a handpicked selection of the week's news. And before we jump in, a reminder of how you, the audience, can get involved. Whether you have a song selection in relation to a story I have covered, or if you would like to add your views about a particular piece of news, you can contact me via Messenger at Davian Lawson, that's DavianLorson, or give me a call here at the studio on 07825 0268. Now, on to our first story. Brazilian Court Justice, Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, on Friday ordered the suspension of X, formerly known as Twitter, in Brazil, dramatically escalating a month-long dispute with the platform owner, Elon Musk, over the limits of free speech in an era gripped by polarization and disinformation. As a result, the vast majority of X's 20 million plus users in Brazil now don't have access to the site, with many signing up over the last few days with rival platform Blue Sky. The ruling came after Musk declined to comply with a request by Morales to establish a physical presence in Brazil. Moraes said X needed a representative in Brazil to respond to government requests to suspend accounts found to be spreading fake news. It was the second time in the last fortnight that a foreign government has clamped down on a social media platform. On the Monday before, French authorities arrested Telegram founder and chief executive Pavel Durov in an investigation of illegal child abuse activity on the messaging app, citing that Telegram was not doing enough to limit the sharing of illicit material and because it was refusing to share information and documents with investigators regarding the platform's censorship process. Here is Responsibility by MXPX.
Think about it, we'd be better off without it. You think I'm so simplistic? I'm on to you and your tricks. Why lie to or die? Why lie to or responsibility? What's that? Responsibility? Not quite yet. Responsibility? What's that? I don't wanna think about it. We'd be better off without it.
As misinformation and so-called fake news continues to be rapidly distributed on the internet, our reality has become increasingly shaped by false information.
Beautiful. That was Disinformation from Ministry. Before that, Computer Love, Kraftwerk, And at the top of that set was Responsibility by MXPX. And that was off the back of our stories about the French and Brazilian government's massive crackdowns on social media platforms X, formerly Twitter, and Telegram for their lack of effort around sponsorship. Next, Canada has announced that it will impose an enormous 100% tariff. Wow. On imports of China-made electric vehicles after similar announcements by the US and European Union markets. China has called the move trade protectionism, which they say violates World Trade Organization rules. Canada's tariffs on Chinese EVs will include those made by Tesla at its Shanghai factory. China is the world's largest manufacturer of EVs, and its car makers have quickly gained a significant share of the global market. Accompanying the tariff announcement, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stated, "We are transforming Canada's automotive sector to be a global leader in building the vehicles of tomorrow. But actors like China have chosen to give themselves an unfair advantage in the global marketplace," referring to reports that China is subsidizing its EV industry, thereby reducing the purchase price of its EVs. Here is Piece of the Action by Meatloaf.
Somewhere a red-eyed waitress glances at another movie magazine. Down on the corner there's a grocery boy stuffing boxes full of hungry dreams. Someone's cleaning up the offices, one window burning in the dark. Somebody's crying, is there any way in hell to light a comet from a single spark? Working so hard I can't remember much about the freedom I've been looking for. Then like a prisoner till I looked in your eyes and saw a million wide open doors. You tell me put a little money away, we'll have a double heaven stay. And punching out the local boys at night. There's someone leaning on a peeling porch and someone leaving on a silver plane. And I find another man that I'd rather be in. Girl, I won't be back to get you till they know my name. I want a piece of the action. Give me a shot. Peace.
at another movie magazine. Down on the corner there's a grocery ball, stuffing boxes full of hungry dreams.
Mr. Ford says to Mr. Firestone, when they meet at the old campground, we will send out the news by wire and tell all the people what we have found. We can ask Thomas Alva Edison, telephone Alexander Graham Bell, and if someone comes here with something to sell, just make yourself clear and tell him to go straight to hell. Trade war for your peace and your protection. Give us speed and new direction. Someone needs to mind the store. Trade war, as is mentioned in the Bible. Nations tend to what is tribal. Across the ocean white with foam, spend your dollars here at home. Turns to Mr. Firestone, where the nation has gone wrong. Time has come for the Yanks to load up the tanks, if a victory is our goal. To show the world all about free enterprise, cut the competition down to size. We must make it a date to participate in cooperation. We are a nation at war. Trade war, we are thinking of survival, at the brink with each new rival, here to even up the score. Trade war, competition now is global, give your country what is noble. If you're an eagle, you must soar, we're a nation as at war. There's a bomber up in the sky tonight, cause the two brothers ride to fight. Man has gone to the air to keep the world fair, show the others where might makes right. When you look up in the wild blue yonder now, and see a star, a satellite, on a Yankee's invention, it may depend, so lend us your spirit fight. Trade war, don't sell land to the invader, tell him come back maybe later, we don't do that anymore. Trade war, thanks to our man Ronald Reagan, he is gone and we are begging for just the interest on the loan and calamity unknown. Trade war for our lands and independence, for our children and descendants, we must hold them at the door. Trade war, and the sparks have started flying, though your heart says you're denying our love for all humanity. It's what keeps us breathing free. Trade war, make it legal, make it tender, may our nation not surrender. Oh no, for just one race to rule the world, keep that battle flag unfurled. We'll be right back.
Electric car on road so dark, to change the end, rewrite the start. Electric car, so good so far. Electric car on verdant green, invent a turn, invent a dream. Electric car, the new.
So, that was Electric Car, unsurprisingly, by They Might Be Giants and Robin Goldwasser. And before that was Trade War by Van Dyke Parks. And I was inspired to play those songs thanks to this news story about Canada announcing that it will impose a 100% tariff on imports of China-made electric vehicles. Now, to local news, last week it was revealed that the courts that a Christchurch family recently discovered over $230,000 stashed in the ceiling of a home they had bought just months earlier. However, the High Court is in the process of deciding who owns the cash. Police sought a restraining order from a High Court judge soon after the family reported the find, on the grounds that they believe the money was generated from criminal activity. While the person who originally hid the cash is unknown, police found a deceased person with ties to the mongrel mob and a drug conviction had a connection to the property's previous owners and tenants. The couple, who wants to keep the cash, opposed the order. However, the judge granted the restraining order and has dismissed the couple's interest in the money for now, conceding it was only a temporary order, and those arguments are for another day. Given this is not money the interested parties had earned or were relying on using, there can be no hardship to them, she said. University of Canterbury criminologist Dr. Jared Gilbert has warned the public against keeping large amounts of found money because the original owners or people connected with the original owners could be criminals who would come back to find it, posing safety risks. Informing police was not only the safest thing to do, he said, but ethically and morally, it's the correct thing to do. So yes, all you listeners out there, what do you think should be done with the money? Should it be given back to the family? And while you think about that, here is If I Were a Rich Man by Roger Whittaker.
If I were a rich man, diddle deedle, diddle digga digga deedle diddle down, all day long I'd itty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard, diddle deedle, diddle digga digga deedle diddle down. If I were an itty bitty rich, idle diddle deedle diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There could be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere, just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud quack and cluck and gobble and honk would sound like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. Hey, 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 hey. If I were a rich man, diddle deedle diddle digga digga deedle diddle dum, all day long. If I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard, diddle deedle diddle digga digga deedle diddle dum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
That was If I Were a Rich Man by Roger Whittaker, off the back of our story about a family finding over $230,000 in their attic. Next, it was revealed last week that New Zealand is poised to nearly triple its international visitor conservation and tourism levy by raising its fee from $35 New Zealand to $100 for international tourists arriving in the country. This increase aims to address the costs that tourism imposes on local communities, such as infrastructure strain and the maintenance of natural sites, said Matt Ducey, the country's Minister for Hospitality and Tourism. The government is committed to supporting the growth of the tourism sector as part of our broader objective to double exports within the tourist industry within a decade. Ducey went on to say, increasing the tourism levy allows us to support the growth of international tourism while ensuring that visitors contribute to the upkeep of high-value conservation lands and projects, such as enhancing biodiversity in national parks and improving visitor experiences on public conservation lands. Yes, Mr. Ducey, increasing this fee is a positive step, but I personally think that we will need a whole lot more than $100 per traveller to cover the effects climate change will have on New Zealand's current biodiversity and our conservation lands, especially if our tourism exports double within a decade. Here is, from the movie Top Gun, Highway to the Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Right, so obviously that was Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, the amazing track that accompanied the original Top Gun movie. And that related to our story about New Zealand being poised to nearly triple its international visitor conservation and tourism levy by raising its fee from $35 to $100 for international tourists. Next, to continue on an environmental theme, while global overfishing has long been blamed on fisheries policies that set catch limits higher than scientific recommendations, a new study reveals that even though scientific recommendations have been too optimistic, worldwide many fish stocks are either threatened by overfishing or have already collapsed, with research showing that global catches have been declining by 1.2 million tonnes per year since 1996. However, as a result of a new study from eminent fisheries scientists of the Geomar Helmholtz Center for Ocean Research and the University of British Columbia, the models used to date to assess fish stocks have skewed the numbers due to scientists being undercautious when data in some parts of the modeling have been limited. These scientists' updated modeling now recommends that the number of collapsed stocks, i.e. those with less than 10% of their original biomass, is likely to be 85% higher than previously estimated. So 85% higher now than what they thought collapsed stocks have been. Here is Catch All the Fish by Brad Paisley.
I built up two shopping carts late last night. One was full of fishing gear, the other Miller Lite. The checkout lady laughed and said, "You think you've got enough?" And I said, "Yeah, you're probably right." And filled another two carts up. Gonna catch all the fish, gonna drink all the beer, gonna anchor down or stay in here. Might take all day, might take all year, till we catch all the fish, till we drink all the beer. So I picked up the boys at dawn and we were on our way. It hadn't been 10 minutes before Jimmy's cell phone rang. His old lady asked him how long we'd be on the lake, and I said, "You tell her we'll stand here however long it takes. Gonna catch all the fish, drink all the beer. Better warn her now, better make it clear. Might take all day, might take all year, till we catch all the fish, till we drink all the beer. Just as long as there's a can left in that cooler. Just as long as there's a bass left in that lake. That just means that we've still got some work to do here. Just as long as there's still gas left in them tanks.
pan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it,
eat it.
Just eat it,
eat it.
Just eat it,
eat it.
Just eat it.
Ooh!
Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this is some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it.
Somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, or the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They shot 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
What though? Under the sea. Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play, the flute, the cop play, the hop, the plays play, the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play, the brass, the chub play, the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play the names on the strings, the chop rocking on the blackfish. He sings his belt and his front, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Thank you.
see and bang.
Each little clown here know how to jam here
under the sea.
Each little slug here cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the mud here
under the sea.
Uncertain times. You tell me it's over and I don't mind. And I know we all get what we deserve. I'll save you a seat as we watch the world burn. And to say. And if we survive the waves, I'll be standing on the corner with all the jokers and snakes. And
So that was So You Long for Change by Whisperhawk. Before that, Under the Sea, Samuel E. Wright from the Disney movie The Little Mermaid. Haven't seen it myself. Before that, Eat It from Weird Al Yankovic. And before that, Catch All the Fish by Brad Paisley. And that was inspired by our news story about new research suggesting that global ocean fish stocks are in even worse shape than was estimated. And finally, back at home in Aotearoa here for our last story. Uber have lost a landmark appeal with the courts ruling that drivers here in New Zealand are employees, not contractors, which opens the way for much better workplace protections, including leave entitlements, holiday pay, minimum wage, and the ability to engage in collective bargaining. While the decision technically only applies to the four drivers who took the case, it could have broader ramifications for other contractors who work in the gig economy. Uber said it wouldn't change its New Zealand operations in response to the court ruling, as it planned to challenge it in the Supreme Court. Court of Appeal Justices Goddard, Ellis and Wiley said they made the decision because the drivers couldn't currently bargain with Uber to influence the quantity or quality of work they received, nor their revenue, and that Uber asserted significant control using, for example, reward schemes that penalised drivers if they did not maintain a certain number of driving hours with the company. This is Angela, the theme tune from the 80s TV show Taxi.
Joe Hill's best song. So we almost missed the damn thing. Chorus is, there is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. I'll teach you the chorus. There is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. Have you got that again? You understand the chorus? Everybody got it now? All right. Oh, would you have freedom from wage slavery and come join the grand industrial band? How would you from misery and hunger be free? Come on, do you share land to hand? There is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union brand. Oh, would you have mansions of gold in the sky and live in a shack that's away in the back? Or would you have wings up in heaven to fly and start here with a rag on your back? But there is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union brand. Oh, if you like sluggers to beat in your head, don't organize, all union despise. If you want nothing before you are dead, shake hands with your boss and look wise. But there is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. So come all ye workers from every land and come join the grand industrial band. Then we our share of this earth shall demand. Come on, do your share, lend a hand. There is power in a band of working folks when we stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union brand.
Have just listened to there is power in a union. And before that, Angela, the theme from Taxi for all you Gen X's, by Bob James. And those songs were in reference to news that Uber have lost a landmark appeal with the courts ruling that drivers here in Aotearoa are employees, not contractors. And that is our show. I have been Davian Lawson, and this was The Sound of Music. But before we go, I just wanted to talk about a gig that was coming up here in Raglan at The Yard. A fantastic Afro-funk band called Aussie Ozar. They're going to be rolling into town on the 27th of this month, on Friday the 27th. And And they're going to be a little bit of fun, I believe. And so to acknowledge their presence in Raglan in the next couple of weeks, I will play a couple of their tracks here. Hopefully I can squeeze in a couple of tracks before the next show. This is called Hope from Aussie Ozar.
Thank you.